Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time. And in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
What's up, Highlight fans and Highlight Channel viewers? It's Tanara Davis, aka Jetta, from Magic City Highlight. Hey guys, stay in tune to Magic City Highlight and also tune into weekly head-to-head recaps on exquisite podcast radio network sports and stuff podcasts. Right now, if you signed up to be a listener member of EPRN, you could be one of 200 lucky winners of the Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway. So if you wanted to be one of the lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.uts. It's free to join and to enter, so do it. So take it from me, the only NFL Super Bowl champion in the world of highlight, go to earpods.eprn.us and get those earpods.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. Welcome to Revealing Better Results. This is episode 110, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Magic City Highlight H2H, and Black Star Fund Limited Liability Limited Partnership. For all the listeners out there, be sure to like, share, and follow on all social media platforms where you hear EPRN and Revealing Better Results. And today we have with us a special guest, Mr. Jim Marshall, and he's here to discuss his new book, Septimix. Welcome to Revealing Better Results, Jim. And what's Septimix?
Hello, Garland. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Well, Septimix is a philosophical science based on the fact that many phenomena related to human beings occur in a sequence of seven levels. Literally, the word septemics means of or pertaining to seven. Okay. Septemics comprises a collection of scales or sequences, each of which breaks down various human phenomena into a hierarchy of seven steps. There are 35 such scales which span the spectrum of human experience. There are 24 scales which apply primarily to individuals and 11 which apply primarily to groups.
Okay. Well, how does Septimix benefit society and benefit humanity?
I wrote this book to help people. I had worked for decades as a human engineering consultant on individual clients, and I helped hundreds of people. Out of that work, this data appeared, and without going into the whole story, eventually I realized that I had discovered something, and I put it in this book. Now I'm jumping from helping hundreds to helping millions.
Oh, wow.
Each of these 35 scales provides the user with an infallible way of determining the salutariness or beneficialness of any group, individual, or activity. If the group, individual, or activity moves persons or groups up these scales, it's beneficial or positive. If it moves them down, it's detrimental or negative. Moreover, just finding out what level you, another person, or some group is at is by itself enlightening and beneficial. Finally, once you know the actual level of a person or group, you can improve that person or group by moving them up one level at a time. Mm-hmm. All of these advantages represent major steps forward for society. Each of these scales is an axis against which to evaluate human behavior. Combined, they empower one to understand, predict, and manage human affairs to a degree hitherto unattainable by most.
Okay. Well, how can steptemics be applied, you know, in your everyday life with friends, family, and your business associates?
Well, the first thing you should do is use it to improve yourself and your life. And I can tell you how to do that. And then after you improve yourself one life and your life, you will then automatically want to share it with other people. You're going to want it to improve your marriage, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your employees. So every person who digests this book is going to impact society, because he's not going to just improve himself. He's going to improve dozens or hundreds of people around him. Because once you know how this works, it's irresistible to use it for the betterment of conditions. So, for example, if you study these scales carefully and use them to resolve your confusions and dilemmas, your life will improve. The more carefully you study the scales, and the more diligently and frequently you apply them, the more benefit you will receive. Whenever a situation or a question arises in your life, turn to the appropriate chapter and analyze the situation against the relevant scale. Specifically, I would advise you to go through each relevant scale and find your level, either generally or as regards some given context, by an honest inspection of behavior and situation. Once you are sure you're at a particular level, try to get the idea of being at the next level up. Ask yourself, how would that manifest? Then work out a plan for how you would move up to the next level. If you are correct about what level you are in, it will not be very difficult in most cases to figure out what to do next, however arduous or lengthy that task might be. If you cannot work out how to get to the next level, generally it's because either you are actually at a different level than the one you think, or you have not fully comprehended the text. If you do these steps thoroughly for each scale, you will undergo a metamorphosis. In the case of certain scales, it might not be possible for you to go up a level in the near future, but merely knowing what level you are at will help considerably.
Okay. Well, how long is the book?
Well, it's about 87,000 words, about 300 pages.
Okay.
It's basically an introductory text on a new subject.
All right. Well, I was very,
very careful to write the book in a way so that it would be accessible to not only academics and intellectuals and professors, but the general public. I was very careful to select my words in a certain way, and to explain things so that almost anybody who can read English can use this book to improve his life significantly.
Right. Wow. Well, that's amazing.
Now, I'm not sure I fully answered your question before, because you sort of asked me, how do you use septemics to help others? And I sort of first told you how to use it to help yourself. So I can go on now and tell you how to use it to help others.
Oh,
you
yes.
Do that?
Okay. Yes, well, okay, sure. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay. The best way to introduce someone to this subject is to use a specific scale to help the person resolve a specific problem. This is done as follows. Get the person to explain the situation as fully as possible. Select the appropriate scale for the situation. Sometimes it is more than one scale, that's relevant. If you have studied the scales well, this should be easy, as it is often obvious. For example, if one is having spousal difficulties, consult the scale of sexuality and the scale of allegiance. Or if one is having health difficulties, consult the scale of physical fitness. Next, have the person study the glossary for the corresponding chapter and ensure he understands all the words in the scale. Then have the person study the entire scale carefully, being certain the reader knows the correct definition of each word. When he's done studying the scale, ask if he has any questions about it or disagreements with it. If so, clear these up, usually by clarifying the meanings of relevant words. Next, help him find where he is on the scale. This step alone should bring considerable relief. If it does not, you probably have the wrong level, or less likely, the wrong scale. Time spent on this step is a wise investment. You might ask, how are you manifesting this level? Often, this is all one need do, as one will usually have a realization about the situation as a result of this step. Then, help the person to work out a handling that will move him up one level. If you have the right level, this is often easy, if not obvious. A useful technique in this regard is to get the person to visualize first being at the level one is at, and then ask him to transform that visualization into being at the next higher level. When he has done so, ask him how close he came to complete transformation. Then, repeat this entire visualization technique until either he says he got all the way there or has a relevant realization and is pleased with the result. Finally, get the person to procure a copy of the book so he can study it. There is a much better chance he will benefit from it if he invests something in it. And if you buy the ebook, it's not much of an investment. If you really want to clean up somebody's life, either generally or as regards some specific area, help the person to find one's level in all relevant scales, and then coach him to move up one level for each scale. Done correctly, this would bring about major improvements in the person's life. While you're working with a person with these scales, watch him carefully. When he finds the right level, he will look happier, relieved, brighter, etc. If he looks worse after selecting a level, he probably has selected the wrong level. If he voices a positive realization, you have found the correct level. Right. If it is not obvious whether or not you have the correct level, ask, how does that seem to you? And observe the response closely. If you do this well, people will wonder if you're some kind of a genius or mind reader, because you will get positive results with so little effort. Then get the person to study the book and use it until he knows how to do it. Parents can use these scales to help their children. Spouses can use these scales to help their mates. Pastors can use these scales to help their parishioners. Counselors can use these scales to help their clients. Bosses can use these scales to help their workers. Teachers can use these scales to help their students, and so forth. Everyone should use this book to help one's friends, loved ones, and teammates. As with anything else, you'll become more adept as you gain experience.
Wow, okay. Well, that was a great summary of your book, Septemix, and we were glad to have you on today's show, today's episode of Revealing Better Results, Mr. Jim Marshall. And is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about Septemix?
Yes, I want to say that Septemix applies to everyone. Anyone who can read English can get this book and use it to help himself and the people around him. This scale applies to all people in general across all lines, be they gendered, racial, ethnic, historical, social, religious, cultural, economic, educational, professional, geographic, national, age, etc. This scale transcends any other categories of people. Needless to say, the person must make an effort to get these scales to help him in order for them to work.
Exactly. You have to put the work in.
And right.
Once again, I want to thank you for coming on our podcast today. This has been a great discussion. And where can people pick up Septemix? Where can they pick up your book?
Any place that books are sold. You can easily find it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. You can call the publisher, Author House. You can get it from them directly. If you just put the word Septemix, S-E-P-T-E-M-I-C-S, into a search engine, you'll get a flood of responses, and you'll be able to see not only where it's sold, how it's sold, what it costs, et cetera, but you'll be able to see what people have written about it, and you'll be able to get other people's feedback on it. The results that I'm getting from this book are surprising even to me. I mean, it's been uniformly positive. I also want you to know that I have a slideshow, a Septemix slideshow, which if I'm doing a video, I can put up the slideshow, and then the people can actually see the scales in the video.
Right. Okay. Well, this has been great. This has been the 110th episode of Revealing Better Results, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and have a great week, everyone.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.